Boyle Debut, it's Hydrogen at Turbo Stream. Saturday the 30th of March 2014. And I'm walking through a piece of woodland that I haven't been to since about 1984-85. But it's called Merrick's Hill. It's now an urban park. It used to be a miniature golf course when I last knew of it. Walked past it many a time and drove past it. So it's such a beautiful Saturday lunchtime. I thought I'd come and do a bit of a revisit. It's all quite overgrown since I remember it. They're putting a few paths around. And I think they've built a play area. And there's quite a lot of more scrubland that's grown up. I'm just near one of the tees that used to be. There's a bit of a plateau where the one of the greens used to be in the holes. Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of birdsong as well. Yeah, so this is a bit of an audio log catch-up type rambly-ish boo. I had a long week at work. I've been doing the jobs of two people this week on my own because of the main operator of the machine was on a training course in Barcelona. And as usual, when you're on your own, all the work comes in that normally you'd achieve on two shifts falls to me on one shift, one extended shift. So we just have a look in the suburb of Norfield. This area of the city is called Lay Hill. Yeah, spent many happy hour playing crazy golf, walking this hillside. It's got lots of paths cut out into the hillside. So we're going to take a walk through there, and we're going to go right round the outside and link up to Manor Farm Park, where I used to toboggan as a child. Yes, we've got really nice weather today. It's really quite warm. There's a nice breeze to cool me down. Still trying to walk in these walking boots. I'm not totally convinced by them. I think when they say to these walking boots that they're straight out of the box comfort, I'm not quite sure about that, to be honest. There are these Carrymore with the vent technology. I find my feet are really quite warm, what I'm used to. I think because I'm used to using fairly cheap, totally breathable trail shoes. And I've got a reasonably thick pair of socks on. So I'll probably get used to that. I think any kind of walking boot's going to be the same. Yeah. Yeah, so I've been busy at work, as I said. I've got a few things coming up this week coming. I've got to have my car repaired, that's still broken, so I'm using my MG. I've got an eye test on Thursday. And I'm back to work on Monday. I'm sorry to hear Phil Sowell's back's gone again. I had back pain a couple of years back when I first bought my MG. It came with a removable fiberglass hardtop. And I lifted it on my own and I managed to get it into the kitchen, and the next day I had the most horrendous backache. And then work went busy and I was doing lots of shifts at work, humping paper around and rewrapping paper and bending over, and that went on for about 2.5-3 months. I couldn't tie my shoelaces, I couldn't put my socks on. I couldn't sit down. I was all right once I stood up. So I spent most of that 2 months standing up. Lying down was hard work. Sitting on the toilet was excruciatingly painful. Yeah, so I really do hope Phil can sort his back out in readiness for the 10-in-10. He won't be the same without Phil if he can't go to that. So fingers crossed if we can sort it out. It's quite a nice bird song here today. As we walk down the hillside. The trees aren't in leaf yet, there's still very much a winter landscape. It's thoroughly pleasant nonetheless though. Yeah, so that's a brief audio log catch-up type rambly sort of boo. Been enjoying listening to a few boos. I'm still behind on my listening. I was listening to Rog and his bus crash at 3 and 4 miles an hour, not 2 miles an hour. You should have sued, having to look up from your look up to see what's going on. That was extremely poor. Yeah, you should have put a claim in for that. Raising one's neck in the result of a high speed bus crash. Yeah. And we've got Graham, Black 73 Cat on the old Rambly Boos. Good to see some Rambly Boos coming along. As I ramble this, I'm going to tag this as some kind of Rambly Boo audio log, I think. Because half the time I talk gibberish. Yeah, so we're coming up to a bit of a busy road, so I'll call it quits on this one. Hope you're having a good weekend. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next audio boo.